Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to info@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's info@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Oh, off, go. Cause I'm lost in my renaissance. Flow, shed this light, let it glimmer on souls. When it all falls, let it simmer on hope. Just yesterday, I was blue holding in my head. Living in a world with so much death, I just wanna live with no regrets. Golden sunlight, the soldier's young mind. This morning gunfight to run up for one time. I love the night, but I prefer the dawn. When I see the yawns, have no pity on me. Walk along before I pass the torch. Craft the future in my fragile palm. The hand is down, you are the last resort. And through you, I live on.
When I look into your eyes, I see your starlight. Got the sun in the sky, your future's alright. And no matter what I hear about the
Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. And do you know that no matter what's going on, it's all right? Do you know that tonight? Because it's really important that we get that message, that when we're looking into each other's eyes, we can see our God light shining through. You can find more of Troy Horn's magical music at troyhorn.com. And that's TROYHORNE.com. He's not a stranger to Life Conversations Radio Network. So you can also play in the archive to actually hear the message behind the music. I love that brother. He just gets me going. And you know what? I needed to start the night out with God Light because somebody reminded me that I was a lighthouse. Okay, I'm really trying to not giggle right now. Let me be me. how y'all doing? How's it going out there tonight? It has been a crazy week, and I'm so grateful to be right here with all of you. Welcome to Healing the Sisterhood Divide, the Masculine Perspective, on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And in case I didn't say it, I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and it is my honor to welcome you and to actually thank you all for being with me every Sunday night. There's so many other things you could be doing, but when you choose to be with me, I don't take that lightly. So I'll make sure you have some fun. I'm not by myself tonight. I brought two beautiful brothers with me, Life Coach Day. And Mark Marcel is going to be joining our conversation because, you know, we're going to end with the number four. The number four is Emperor. This will be our fourth episode in this series. And I couldn't end this without having a conversation with the brothers in the village. So that's what you're stepping into tonight. I hope y'all ready because when these two get together, I don't know what's going to happen. But we're going to have a good time. We're going to get some tips and we're going to get some love. So I'm going to check real quick to see who's hanging out with me because I've been dancing. Godlight, don't forget that song. You just have to party to it. There's a party in the chat room. I see my beautiful Kathleen Cole and Tracy Ann Miller. I've got some folks on the phone lines. I want to go over there and shout out some love. Wow, there are numbers I don't even recognize. But I see my sister's spiritual midwife, Tamara, Tam Tam's in the house. This 240 number, you're tricking me, or you haven't been with me for a minute. But if you press 1, I'll know who you are. But welcome, welcome. So glad to see you. I see Marcus in the house. Life Coach Today is always hanging out. He's taking care of us. Really? 240, you're going to be brazen enough to press 1 right now? I don't usually do this. But Life Coach Today, Can you open that mic since they want to be grown and play with me tonight? Who is this at 240? Hello. Is this Kobe?
Hey, it is. Hello, beautiful.
Queen Kobe, how long has it been? I send you so much love. Thank you. I know you better press one. Like, girl, I know. See, we're healing the sisterhood divide, which means we're going to have authentic conversations on this show. So, girl, thank you for pressing one. So I know who I'm sending this energy out to. You know I don't know your number by heart, but I'm so grateful you're in the house. I'm so grateful.
Problem.
Make sure you tell that king and his beautiful princess and his other two princes to, join the conversation or hit the chat room. It's a family affair over here. We got the brothers in the house. So I'm going to get to housekeeping.
Okay.
And, Kobe, I'm so glad you pressed one to let me know that, girl, this is your sister on the phone. I appreciate you. Oh, it's that kind of night. All right, thank you for that, Life Coach, today. It was so beautiful. Let's get to some housekeeping because my energy is high and I am ready to get this conversation going with my brothers. I'm a D.C. girl, if y'all don't know that, which means there are some people who don't believe that D.C. is South, but it is, and I get real country sometimes when I see my family. I'm not apologizing for it. I just want you to know that more of me is going to come out today. Step off of the phone line. I didn't call you yet. He thinks that D.C. is north, y'all. It's north of Atlanta, but we're in the South. And for all my D.C. metropolitan people, can you please help this man understand that? Go ahead, Aday. I heard you come here. What you going to say, Aday? What?
Nothing. This is your show. You do your thing. I'm out until you call me back in. I know my place.
Okay. I keep telling this man I'm Southern. He does not believe me. We're south of the Mason-Dixon line. I don't know if he had American history, U.S. history. So we're south.
Ouch.
You know, I love you. I say it in love. All right, let's get to some housekeeping so we can get to the tail end of sisterhood divide. I'm having fun. How are y'all doing out there? How's your heart tonight? You know, it's an amazing time right now. And, you know, we're getting authentic. We're getting vulnerable. We've had three episodes of Healing the Sisterhood Divide that were powerful. And I want to let you know, because I don't know how much number talk we're going to do, how 11 is running this show. Now, the thing about the number 11 that really cracks me up, right, is that the first time that Mark Marcel came to the Ask Life Coach Aday radio show, 11 was running. It's a master number. So when these brothers get together, get ready for a master show. I played with the frog. I'm going to bring the frog back in for cleansing, healing energy, which is why I asked them into the house. I'm giving you a little bit of your numbers while I do the housekeeping. And 11 also shows up as strength or justice in tarot, okay? So strength, it's not Hercules. It's gentle persistence. It's lovingly taming that wild part of you, but putting in a place where it's integrated. And or it could be justice, which means, ladies and gentlemen, we reap what we sow. So if we want to experience different things in our lives, we have to think about what we're feeding, what we're sending out. Because everything you send out, I promise you, you're going to get back. So you better make sure you're sending out God light. Seriously, trust me on that, because the universe is moving so fast, you know. We're still, you know, we're just getting off of that full moon in Scorpio, and the light has been shining on my mess. I don't know how y'all got through it, but the light's been shining, and I knew the only defense that I could have was to show up and be myself, and if that meant that I had to be funky, okay. If that meant that I was happy, okay, but whatever was moving, I said, all right, fine, because I couldn't fight it. Full moon was showing all my stuff, and I'm fortunate enough that I got to talk to two of these brothers, Mark Marcel and Life Coach Aday this week, and also got fed by all of you from Facebook. So that's just a little bit of your numbers, because I know when I bring these guys in, I don't know if it's going to come up again, so I wanted to make sure I get you that. I also want to give you real quick what is moving in terms of this show and this network. You know, we have amazing shows on this network, and I want to make sure you know about them, know how to get to it. So
I gave my shout-outs to my family. You can call in 347-426-3346. We definitely want you to participate with this grand finale that we're dealing with. You know, you can say it in the chat room. I'll try to grab you. But if you want to participate, since I'm gonna close the door on this one, but hopefully project the energy of love and healing that we've talked about, you got to call in. Make sure you press 1. Okay, you listen to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And Life Coach Today is doing triple duty tonight. He's working out the technical parts of the show. He's also joining me as a guest for this episode of The Celestial Show. He says he can multitask, and he'll be surely tested tonight. So thank you, Life Coach Today, for being there and supporting me the way you do. You can also find him on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show from Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Life Coach Today serves soul food for your consciousness when you tune in. And that's where you can also find me during the week. I break down the energy of the day around 1. Then we have the play experience with Ambassador Safira. That's every day at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you played with yourself? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? We also have Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. Learn how the unacknowledged truth in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And then you have me, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We party around here at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. We take an introspective look at what's moving in your life. We play with tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards. When you join me, you're reclaiming your me power. And that's why I'm so grateful that you are here for this interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you. So I think I just got a message from the heart quarters. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. Then we're going to get started with this show. Oh, yes, I spelled out TroyHorn.com. Earlier, at the top of the hour, you heard Troy Horn. You can find his music at TroyHorn.com. Thank you for Life Coach Today. We want to make sure he gets credit for that. Nah, there's no bad here. We're all good. I want to hear Life Coach Today say shoddy on the air because he just actually, I'm busting him out right now. I'm so wrong. This boy went my bad shoddy. I want to hear that. I want to hear that with that British accent. Do it.
Whatever.
I dare you.
What you want.
No, go on, man. Do it.
No,
my
I
bad,
wish
Sean.
You bring me.
You're not going to give it to me?
Nope.
All right. Well, you're about to come in here as a guest, so get ready. I'm going to recap what we've been through because, you know, you don't listen when you're working here, so I got to remind you of what we've been through on this sisterhood divide so I can bring my brothers in. I can't believe he won't do it. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone. So let's recap some of our conversations from the past 3 episodes of Healing the Sisterhood Divide. I have had the pleasure of going back and reading the comments all of you put in the chat room, and I have to say that, you know what, you really shared your heart, sisters. I mean, we had women talking about, you know, having the best friend for a number of years to women having heartbreak from betrayal or, you know, uncomfortable conversations and they don't have a best friend anymore. I don't trust women. And then women talking about being at that state and then I love everybody. I mean, that was amazing. You know, I need my sisters. We had that conversation. We talked about the judgment of the woman at the well in the Bible. We even explored fairy tales and the lack of loving relationship amongst female heroines. We even talked about frenemies and jealousies and betrayal. And we had a very beautiful sister, Shannon Henderson, who came to demonstrate that women can get along and do business together. We got a taste of Pumps and Brunch, which is a special event that happened in D.C., where she brought these fierce women together, and there was not one drama, no rolling eyes at all. So it is possible. You all shared powerful stories about women. You shared about friendships lost and friendships sustained. We talked about isolation, rejection. And the main thing that we all have agreed on, whether you know it or not, because if you keep coming back to this conversation, you keep saying yes to this one thing, which is We want to reclaim the power of balanced femininity and masculinity by envisioning sisterhood as a sacred practice. So, I knew that for the last show, I did not want to end without having my brothers come to the table. There's far more that we could talk about. But I wanted to invite Life Coach Today and Mark Marcel as my special guest tonight because I thought that maybe they could provide us with perspectives and some tips about healing the energy, which keep women from connecting with each other. So we're going to find out what the brothers have to say about healing the sisterhood divide. Are y'all ready to play? And listen, you've got these brothers here. If there's anything that you're holding that you've always wanted to ask a man, particularly about, you know, how do y'all see, you know, what's the impact on you guys when we don't get along? You know, questions like that, I'll bring them up. But you're invited to ask those questions too because, you know what, they are connected to their emotions. They're connected to their hearts. They have a balance of masculinity and femininity. So use your resources tonight, all right? Well, let me introduce them to you. So, Ademola Nifowoshe, who you may know as Life Coach Today, is a transformation agent and an intuitive healer. He expresses as a life coach, radio producer and host, workshop and teleconference facilitator. He is the host of the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and the head of Life Conversations Radio Network. He has been a passionate catalyst for the transformation of humanity for over 15 years. Now, Mark Marcel is an author, speaker, and spoken word artist. Born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland, diagnosed with dyslexia at the age of 10, it is safe to say Mark has far exceeded the boundaries brought on by his early disability, the author of The Book That Doesn't Even Matter, A Philosophy on Life. Mark states, I always wanted to understand what we are doing here. Now, I'm just sharing what I think I know. So, my ladies and my brothers, I want you to get ready to clap your hands and welcome into the room, Life Coach Today and Mark Marcel.
Woohoo! Let me see. I'm multitasking here, and I do it so
right?
I do so easily, and because I do it easily. Yeah,
there you go.
You guys are great at multitasking.
I mean, yeah, I'm so good at multitasking. There's no point talking about it.
I mean, for real. I mean, I'm up here on the Blog Talk Radio seeing you guys reply in mid-sentence as you're talking, Celeste. I'm like, how you doing this?
Hey, we can't tell you about Nick.
I'm Wonder Woman. No, actually, I'm sorry. I'm Storm, so I can fly. There we go. How are my brothers? How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm wonderful.
Now, is there anything I said that you would add to it that you would like the audience to know? Why don't we start with the question that we'll start with you, Ade. We're going to go alphabetical. But there is something I wanted to say that I caught between the both of you. You guys both know that you have names that have AA and MM. Like
when you
reflect each other.
When you said that, then I thought, oh, yeah, he has MM, but I didn't, this was the first time I'm catching it. Yeah, so, you know.
Isn't that cool? With this 11th running, I mean, I cannot be more imbalanced than I am right now, having the both of you in the house with this AA and MM energy. So, Life Coach Today, who are you? What do we not know about you? Tell us something we don't know.
Oh gosh. Well, first of all, let me say this: you may not know. Maybe, but that's not what I really. That's not the answer to your question. But it's something that you might not know. This is actually the first time I've been interviewed on my own network. So because when you were
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's like, hold on a minute. And it kind of brought up a thought, a nice thought, maybe one day on the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and I'll have you interview me or bring me as a guest. You see what happens. I love being interviewed anyway. So what it is, don't know about me. There's a lot of different things, but which one do I want to share? Let's see.
Batman.
Let's see. Oh, gosh. All right, hold on.
Right, it's almost like, where do you begin and where do you stop?
Right, I know, because there's a lot of different things. Let's see. Okay, let me think of the weirdest job I've ever done. The weirdest job I ever done. Oh, well, it's not weird, actually. It was great. I was once a valet, and it was absolutely amazing. And running down and picking people's car and getting $1, $5 here, and sometimes coming home with $30, and sometimes coming home for 4 hours for like $100. Oh, that was a good job. I mean, I got tipped $30 one time for one car. I'm like, ooh, I can do this for a lifetime. But nah, it wasn't for me like that. So, yeah, you guys don't know that, I don't think.
Wow. No, I did not know that. Transformation agent, also valet work. All right, Mark mm-hmm. Marcel, you're no stranger. This is your third time on the network. But tell
it
us something
is.
You don't know about you.
Man. Well, right now, as I'm seeing, as I'm feeling who I am right now, I'm just a moment. And I mean, I only say that because it's funny because the book that I just released, the book that doesn't even matter, you know, I wasn't done, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, I felt a big sigh of relief that I could tell, you know, I was like, oh, okay, cool. I don't have to do nothing like this for a while. But it's funny, just in the past, like, week, I've had another idea for a book that's going to be probably just as in-depth, and I'm like, Jesus. So I realize it never stops, and the only reason why it would stop is how I feel about the moment. So I'm just a moment. Right now, I feel like to push forward. So, you know, everybody is just a moment. It's just what you recognize, what you're doing with it. So that's just what I am.
That is wonderful. Now, I want to get into not just your business, but I want to see if we can access some of the conversations that you've been having with women. Because what I do understand is that when you are in healing professions and communicators, that you have access to conversations with women that perhaps other women don't have. So the first thing that I'm going to ask, and I'm going to throw this to you, Mark, is, with your friends, particularly of the feminine persuasion, do they ever come to you for advice about dealing with perhaps any issues that they're having with their girlfriends?
Their girlfriends. I can't. All right, let me explain this first before I explain that. First of all, you usually bring the energy that you exude in your life from people. And I say that because, one, I usually may not complain about that particular aspect. So being that I'm not that type of person that doesn't do that, I usually don't have friends that may do that. So I don't get that a lot.
Wow.
But I have gotten that, though. I mean,
thank
no,
you.
But now... But I mean, I have gotten that, though, you know, from, I mean, of course, I've gotten that through, you know, my life. And when it happens, it usually doesn't, my advice to them doesn't
well,
really
wait, before
fall.
You give your advice, wait, before you give the advice, I want to hear what kind of conversations or, you know, without giving up the name or anything, what would you say was the predominant, you know, why somebody might come to you to get some support around what's going on with a sister friend or with girls or...
You know what? It's usually a misunderstanding. It's usually a misunderstanding, and it's over something, forgive my term for lack of a better word, but catty. And men do it too. See, that's the thing. That's really why I didn't want to use the word catty, because, you know, it could be looked at as, oh, you're talking about females, but... You know, men do the same thing. So it's usually over a misunderstanding, over something catty, over, I mean, you know, you could get into specifics of, yeah, he may have looked at my man or he may have said something that I didn't like. But when it all gets down to it, it's usually over something very petty. You know, there's a book called The Four Agreements, I believe, And, well, I know there's a book called Four Agreements, and one of the agreements they're talking about is to not take things so personal. But we do, you know, we do that almost in every avenue of venture in life. We take it so personal. So usually, you know, I mean, it's, that's the thing. Usually I try to understand that people are usually giving one side of the story. You know, you usually want to – you usually don't get the chance to talk to the other person to see how they were looking at things. And so it usually revolves around things like that and misunderstandings. If you, if obviously you encounter a misunderstanding, it's not getting fixed if you don't try to understand it. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and more misunderstandings. And by the time that you even try to resolve it, it's already through all these other channels of chaos that you don't even know where the root of the problem is anymore. And now you just don't like that person.
Wow. All right. Thank you for that. And I want to share real quick with the CC in the room, Kathleen Cole, who's joining the party. She shared that Caddy, let me make sure, let me quote you, Kathleen, in the chat room. I love my audience, man. They really jump in. Caddy and women equals ego in men. I want y'all to marinate on that. But Life Coach today, and you can share my stories, just don't put my name in it.
I have a friend, and she used to ask me, wink, wink. That's funny.
Right. You know, I know being a life coach and working with, you know, you have a predominant, you know, a majority of women listeners.
Mm-hmm.
When this conversation comes up, what's coming up in your conversations? And I do want to hear the advice you give, but I want to find out what, when the sisters come and talk to the men, I want to hear what they are saying to you, because we might be getting a different conversation, and that might be my personal opinion there, but I'm just curious, what kind of things are they complaining about or sharing with you, or what, not even complaining, but what are the challenges they're having as you see it from your conversation?
You mean the challenges they're having with each other?
Yes.
Or with men? Okay.
Well, we could do part two on that.
Okay.
Later
I know,
in the show.
Yeah. I know that's
I
right.
I said I'm done with this conversation with the Hill of the
Sister Divide. Oh, God, won't be done, huh? Okay, I will.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
I won't say nothing.
Anyway. Oh,
anyway, well, it's funny because I was, when you've asked me to be part of the show, I mean, you've told me, I think, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, but I didn't really think much about it. And as we're getting closer, I think I just made a conscious effort not to think, because I feel like if I start thinking about the interview, what I'm going to do, I access so much information that I'm just going to be like, oh, I want to go to sleep because there's so much else out. So I just kind of stayed neutral. And then as the show started, I started to think, and I'm like, okay, here it comes. And one of the things I thought of was, I don't know if I'd be helpful in this conversation, because I know. I mean, and you're going to understand this because you spoke to it, Mark. And
right.
I don't have females to come around me to bitch about another woman and this and that. I don't have people like that around me. I'm thinking, oh, I don't know if people want to hear all that. So when you started saying that, I was like, okay, good. Okay, I guess I'm not alone. and what I realized is, you know, I mean, I do know it, but in this moment, it was nice to see that reflection that, first of all, we attract who we are. That's
right.
One thing. Second thing, as you said, Celeste, and as listeners know, being a coach, whatever name, transformation agent, whatever. My work is about empowerment. My work is about reminding people who they are. I do find females who come to me that have issues or challenges with their friends, with their sisters, with their, you know, the list goes on. But when they come to me, it's more about trying to see my perspective. How do I see it?
Right.
It's not so much to put somebody else down. They're coming to me. It's almost like, I really need help with it. So I'm in a different place. I'm able to give a different perspective. And what Mark said is like just to create, just get people to have a different understanding. Because that's all it is. Actually, well, for the most part, when there's a disagreement, that's what it is, a misunderstanding. We've missed the opportunity to understand one another. And when we miss the opportunity to understand one another, it's important to create another opportunity to understand each other. But if egos are bruised and we're feeling like, I'm not taking that from her or whatever, then sometimes we don't create an opportunity to go back and get a different perspective. Now,
right. There
was another thought that came to me, but it disappeared. So you might as well. Did I ask you a question? I don't know. But there was a question, was thinking, and I was going to catch it, but it said you're keeping me waiting too long. So go ahead.
You know what? They mean you should morph into one person because you like whatever I help you with to ease. You know, your thought about the interview and your answers, you just did the same thing. You know, you recycled it. I was like, oh, okay, cool, yeah. Because you added on to it. So.
And there is something in the chat room that somebody is saying, because women don't bitch to men, they bitch to others who they think are receptive, usually other women. Now, Kathleen Cole, I hear you, except there's a conversation, honey, that there are women who don't like women, who don't feel comfortable speaking to other women. So trust me, they bitching to somebody, and maybe I need to get some gay brothers up on here.
Let me say this. The thought just came back. The thought said, oh, now you give me attention. So it came back to me. And what, as I view the world, I see that there's a lot of pressure on women. There's a lot of pressure on losing weight, having the right outfit, being with the right person. This goes on, having the right shoes, having the right weave or the right wig or the right hair. And if you have weave, you're judged for not being natural. If you're natural, you're judged for being an Afrocentric. And if it goes on. And we see it on television. We hear it on the radio. And just by the mere fact that we're human beings and the mind, how the mind works, you know, people take that information in. Sometimes they don't even know. And they, you know, then you watch something, you see how, of course, we use the housewives as an example. You see that and you say, judgment happens. If you're watching this, especially if you're a woman, since that's the theme of this conversation, you judge those other women for acting the way they do. Yeah, sometimes it's shameful. Sometimes it's whatever you want to call it. But the truth is, that's just their experience. But if we are not careful, and I'm talking women, men, anything that we watch, because it's really, this way of being goes across the board. When we look at people misbehaving and we judge and criticize them, we become that we judge and criticize. Next time we interact with somebody we don't know, somehow our mind might play back that scenario and think, oh, this woman thinks they got a better outfit than me. I'm going to show them. I mean, y'all have so much push. You go now. You want to go out and put on your dress, and then you look in the mirror, you ask if it's good enough, and you look at it, you turn around, you do all, and then you say, no, I'm changing. Then you go back in, and you come back again and say, what about this? I can't deal with that. That's just too much. I'm glad I'm a man this lifetime. I just want to put my clothes on one time and see
But you know what, Aday? You're so right. They do have a lot of pressure. As a man, I can admit it does seem like there's way more pressure on women than there is men. I mean, I have to admit that from society's standards. But all in all, it is still the women that put that pressure on themselves because they don't have to abide to that pressure. So really,
I disagree with you on that, Mark. Well, I think some women do.
I'm gonna put a pin right there because I see somebody wants to jump in. Somebody wants to jump in. We're gonna continue it. I'd like to invite that guest at 760 because I know who that is.
Okay,
and that is Doug Morgan, my baby brother. Yeah, is coming in. I know he's driving too. So, my brother, really, from the same mother. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, big sis. How you doing?
Oh, my God. All right, family. So, Doug, you are on the line with Mark Marcel out of Baltimore, Maryland, a spoken word artist and a life coach today, my producer, and also the guest on the show and the head of Life Conversations Radio Network. And I am so grateful that you're joining this conversation.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Dave, it's good to talk to you again and everybody else, friends and family. How y'all doing?
Thank you. Oh, great, brother. Great, brother. Good to have you on.
Now, let me go ahead. I'm sorry, Doug.
Oh, I was saying the conversation I was hearing is a very interesting conversation, and I have some things to add to it if you let me, because growing up with four sisters, I give some brothers some insight.
Wait a minute. Okay, that's fine. Let me say something nice he did before he gives all my business away. I want to remember. No. You know what, Doug? I'm not hiding anything. Anything you feel in your heart to share growing up with four sisters, you got it, okay? But one of the things I know about healing the sisterhood divide is, for me, that the healing starts with us healing our own divide. And,
right.
Mark, we're not going to forget that pin we got right there about, you know, women putting the pressure on themselves. But I do believe that we have a responsibility to take care of ourselves. We do need help, though. And I got a gift from my baby brother letting me know that I was a lighthouse tonight. I really needed that message. And I told him, I said, look, if you could just call in and just hear the conversation and whatever is on your heart, Doug, you've got the floor. Go ahead and share it, bro. Got it. My baby brother.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was driving, I drive a lot lately, and I listened to this one song by Fantasia. And people probably say, Fantasia, what does she have to add to the conversation? Well, she had this one song called I'm a Lighthouse. And I was listening to the content and not the delivery of the message. And then I immediately thought of my sister, you know, being a lighthouse, because she's on the radio and she touched, you know, thousands of souls out there, and including myself. And I was just inspired to call her and tell her, you know, how I felt about her being a lighthouse, because, you know, sometimes when you have different types of thoughts and patterns, you have a tendency not to hear the message that the person is saying. You know, that can be friends and family and those things. But I'll also share with Celeste that when you're a lighthouse, you're at a stationary point in your life where you can illuminate to the world. And then for the world to see you, they have to be in the same direction of the lighthouse or somewhere close by in proximity, saying that your mind has to be open and willing to see and hear the things that the light is projecting. And then as you continue to go on, you know, I will tell Celeste that it's almost like a baby with a flashlight. You know, if you throw a flashlight in front of a baby, he don't know what to do with that flashlight. You know, it's dark, it's not lit yet. Then you kind of explore. It's kind of like symbolism for life, you know. And as you explore and all of a sudden you click that light and it turns on, you know, you have turned on your light, and now it's your job to kind of make it shine, those things. You know, as a baby in life, you know, we tend to hide our light and don't let it shine because we don't want to make our friends feel bad or we don't want to be embarrassed and those things. But, you know, God did give us the power of fear. He gave us the power of strength and endurance and those things. And, you know, in the Bible, you know, kind of paraphrase, I'm not a preacher, but it says, you know, why hide your light so other people can't see it? Mm-hmm. Which means that God gave us, he gave us our gifts. You know, some of us have seven gifts, some of us have one gift, but, you know, if you use your gifts and share your gifts, you can illuminate the world with your light. And I was encouraging Celeste, you know, don't hide your light. Let it shine. No matter what your family say, no matter what your friends say, any of your enemies, you know, you let your light shine, and whoever is on the same frequency or the same light wave as you, they will receive that light and accept it, and they can kind of regenerate it and shine on. You know, light is something that you cannot destroy. Light, light it bends, light it kind of transforms from one thing. It's like energy. You can't destroy energy. Energy is transferred. So if you share positive energy, it goes from one person to the next, to the next, and to the next. And so I'm just going to keep her a gift and keep continuing to shine.
Wow.
Can I apply to something he said earlier and what he was saying?
Yes, of course.
Doug, I believe, right? Am I correct? Doug is your name, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Doug. Man, you said something so brilliant. First of all, everything you said was brilliant and on point.
Yes.
But there was
yes.
something you said earlier which really attracted me. And it was something where you said the information, I'm not going to say it word for word how you said it, but I think when I explain it, you'll be able to understand what I'm talking about with what you said. The information that you already hold sometimes won't allow you to receive new information because you think what you already know is totally correct and it can't be deterred or swayed. And really, with all that I think that I know now, that's something that I have to constantly remind myself of now, that I don't know it, everything. And whatever I think that I know can be broken down to giving me a whole nother new set of beliefs. And I think that right there is something that men should abide to and women should abide to. And that right there could almost help anybody in their own quote-unquote cattiness or their ego feeling that they are always right or blaming things on other things outside of themselves. So it goes always to checking yourself. And you said it right there immediately. You know, you got to check yourself. You got to always... Like, not ask yourself if you're wrong, but you got to always look in the mirror and check yourself to see what you can improve on what you think that you already know.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yes, sir.
Wow, I grew up with him, and he didn't spill any beans about four sisters. I appreciate that, Doug.
Not yet.
Well, I know he's traveling back.
Oh Lord,
go ahead.
Well, you know, the question is, you know, when it comes to men and women and men understanding women, the question goes both ways. You know, like you mentioned how you look at the real wives of Hollywood or real wives. And, you know, and as women, they tend to do things to themselves that they think that makes them like what society expects them to look like, think like, you know things. And men... we kind of do the same thing, too. And sometimes we kind of distort ourselves. And we, like, women cover themselves with the makeup and the wigs and those things. And men, we project ourselves a certain way. And, you know, when we go into a relationship, when we first meet a woman, we're not honest. We have this appearance that's not really us. And then we get in a relationship with your significant others, and you start to turn... you know, let the shield down and reveal your true self. You're thinking, that's not the person I met at the club or not the person I met in the library, you know. Mm. And then the true self comes through, and then you begin to develop a relationship. If we go into a relationship, honestly, at the very beginning, you know, no wigs, maybe a little bit of makeup, you don't want nobody looking too bad, but just kind of be honest with who you are and not what you are expected to be. It makes the relationship grow a lot faster, and you're going to get a dialogue of who you are right away instead of finding out that person's not who you thought they were because they were distorted by the makeup and the wigs and the behaviors that society thinks they should act like and not being themselves.
Whoa. Okay. Okay, so my question then is, and Adan, I'm going to make you jump in on this one. So I'm going to take the pen out of that. Where I stopped it, but before I do that, I also want to recognize some people that have joined us on the phone lines. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, and we're extending it. Mark, I hope you don't have any plans.
Oh, no. Let's do it.
Okay, good. We're extending it for at least 30 minutes, family, so you've got time to jump in. But I see my... friend and brother and Kathleen Cole, I'm not calling you out, but you cracked me up. But there is a gentleman on the line who would get those stories from me, and his name is Don Wolf, keeper of stories, is listening to this conversation, and I cannot believe he has not pressed one yet to jump in.
But okay, John Wolfe,
he's waiting,
AKA
he's waiting for the brothers. He's waiting for the brothers to finish. And I've been listening to the brothers, and I've so much enjoyed the conversation. I just wanted to say.
You know, that's my brother. That's my brother, and that is somebody that who has actually watched me develop. You know, you've got my brother on the line who grew up with me, and then you have a gentleman on the line who got to see me go through my 20s, and let's just say I wasn't as all together as I am now. I'm still getting there. And, you know, like,
don't be too hard on yourself. When are we ever all together?
I know, that's right.
I know, but that's my perfectionism coming up, which actually, you just answered my question. Do we put it on ourselves? Do we, though? I mean, while there's a part of me that's like, oh, Mark, what are you saying? There is a part of me that's like, have I taken on Cosmopolitan and Vogue, and now I've got hip-hop videos and everything else? I mean, not only do I have to know how to walk in heels, but now I got to move my rump in such a way to make people happy, or is that classy? Is that being a lady? I mean, what do I do? And then how do I develop friendships with other women if we're all, you know, well, trying to figure out, if we're all trying to figure out how to live our life, but maybe we still got the fairy tale that, well, I want to be one. I want to be number one. I want to be queen bee. I don't feel like sharing. I do not have time to, you know, build these sisters' friendships right now because there's a scarce, you know, resource of quote-unquote men. So I got to get it in the best way I know how. And if that's stepping on your foot or making you feel less than so I can feel better, I'm going to go there. Now, I'm not talking about anybody who's on the phone lines or the chat room. I'm so clear that you don't do that. You don't look at a room and see if you're the cutest girl in there. Mm-mm, we don't do that. We're evolved. Right. Right. I'm looking at that chick and I'm going, she bigger than me? Yes! I'm sorry. I got to tell the truth, you know, or when I'm feeling chubby and there's somebody who's skinny, am I looking at her like, think she's cute? Yes, I do, and I want to be healed from it. So I'm getting naked, and I'm letting you know that those are some thoughts that I have been healing from, praying from. Like, please, can I just love my sister? I mean, can I just love her, even if she's a size 6, working a mini skirt? And I'm like, I want to get in that, and I can't. Can I be her friend? Because 9 out of 10, I don't want to talk to her. She's gonna take everybody away from me, and that right there is where the divide starts, because we're not feeling like we're enough. So I'm going to say I can see how there are some things that we put on ourselves. I'll throw the floor to you guys since I just gave you that fashion walkway of monkey mind for me sometimes.
Well, I jumped in when Mark was saying, I want to come back to the, I want to make sure Mark finishes what he was saying. Go ahead.
Well, actually, to add on what, like, Celeste was just saying just now, you know, people have to understand, first and foremost, for you to recognize that you are not putting your blame on yourself and putting your blame on others, and that you have to understand that you are, without a shadow of a doubt, a product of your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all that has molded to you being at the position you're at now. In fact, you on this quote-unquote new age conscious wave of thinking is only because you have also met people in your life who have opened that door up to you and for you to be able to take further steps in it. Not to say that you didn't do anything on your own, but you have taken further steps in it to take your own information, you know what I'm saying, to receive your own information, learn your own information, but you were still brought about this idea. So now, to touch on that even further, back in 1,000 years ago, or however many years ago in England, it was attractive for women to be of a heavier weight than they are now. And we forget that. It was the thing. Skinny women, they couldn't get a man. They couldn't get a man back then. So times have changed. And back then, women were clowning the skinnier, you know, the skinnier women, they were like, ah, oh, I bet you she can't get a man. So it has changed. Why has it changed? Perception. Perception is not real. It's an illusion. So it's how you're looking at the perception of your surroundings and how you're being influenced by it.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets all down to your own shoulders if you are letting it be influenced by it or if you are going to influence perception. So there's two things. There's two ways you can go about it. You can be influenced by the perception or you can influence the perception. So it's just the choices that you decide to take.
Mm. I know that's beautifully stated. Beautifully stated. Yeah, it's about perception. Go ahead, Ade.
I was just going to say, really, I mean, even when I said I disagree with Mark, I knew that we see it the same way, you know, because one of the things Mark just said that I really believe in is that idea of being a product of your own environment. Now, yes, there are some ladies who allow, females who allow. The word allow is a little bit tricky here, but I'll play with that for a minute. Yeah, because the idea, it's like, you know, sometimes we don't allow, it's not like we allow ourselves to be bitchy or be jealous. It's just ingrained. It's in our awareness. It's in our mind. We don't even know it's there. So, and for me, I think what we see between women when they grow up, when they're married, when they're with their friend, it's not just because of they have issues with their body or what they're wearing. They've learned it from their mothers. They've learned it. Their mothers told them, you don't let no man near, no other woman near your man because you don't, you know, all that kind of crazy conversation. And I think really what's happening is this is a reflection of where we are. The consciousness of humanity and conversations like this is bringing healing because some of us never got, because it don't matter if you're male or female, it's just the same thing. We just go about it differently. We never had the opportunity to doubt our own doubt or challenge our own thinking, to challenge our own beliefs. Some people just held on to a belief that was passed down to them and think that's just the way it is. All Christian women are this. All so-and-so women are that. All women who are married to basketball players are that. But that's not true. I'm sure there's some women who are married, not that I know them, but I'm sure there's going to be at least one woman married to a basketball player who is grounded, who's clear about who she is. Of course. Who's doing great work that we don't see on television. And what we see on television, what we hear, what we read in the magazine, it sells because people love drama. People love drama, and when they can see other people's drama, it helps them feel a little bit better about themselves. Like, okay, I know I got issues, but I'm damn sure not like them.
Right.
I said itches. I'm sure I ain't like them. So, but, you know, because the conversation we're having, it's really about, it's about self-awareness, and it's awareness, and it takes work. Too many people are sleepwalking. It takes some kind of work to challenge your own thought. It takes courage to confess what you just said, Celeste, about when you see somebody who is bigger than you, like, oh, great, she's bigger than me, or she's someone slimmer than you, you feel like, okay, she thinks she's all that. Some people can't even bring themselves to admit that truth, and the minute you can speak that truth for yourself, that is healing right there. But some people think healing is about, okay, God, help me, heal me of my jealousy, heal me of not liking my sisters and whatever. Yeah, God will heal you when you heal yourself because you are the healing you seek. So for me, when I say I disagree, it was really that, yes, some ladies, they've got to a point where they realize that the way they are being is not beneficial to where they say they want to go, their goals and dreams, but they think, oh, that's the only way to get to where they want to go. But at the same time, there was some woman, some teenage girl who's been programmed to think in a certain way about who she is because she's a woman, what she needs to do to get a man, or even if she's homosexual, what she shouldn't do, or no, don't come to my house and bring another girl. So there's a lot going on, and how she should dress. You shouldn't dress like that. That's too short. That's too long. You got to leave a little bit of cleavage open. You want the men to want. You want the boys to look at you. Or don't leave it. You know, there's all that mess going on because really, being on this planet, there's a lot of confusion, and individually we must give ourselves the opportunity to learn different, to say what is really true for me. And I think really that's women, men, we have to really challenge what we believe and then ask ourselves, what if everything I believe about myself is not true?
Wow.
Because it's not.
That's a powerful way to stop, marinate, chill out for a minute, because I don't know if all of y'all need to take a break, but you can take a quick, go get something to drink. Join us right back here. We're going to take a break. We're going on for 30 more minutes. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. My amazing guests are Mark Marcel and Life Coach Day. I'm enjoying this conversation, and we'll be tuning in to what's going on in the chat room. But we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage.
Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to info@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's info@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. I hope you guys got your refreshments and you're ready for round two. I'm just kidding. It's not a boxing match. We're healing the divide tonight. And the special number running tonight is 11. Strength and Justice in Tarot, or Justice in Tarot. Also the Frog, which is about cleansing and bringing healing to environments that have been clogged up by too much illusions. Frogs bring the spring rain. And I've got some beautiful brothers joining me, Life Coach Today, Mark Marcel, and my biological brother, Doug, is on the line. So we're going to see if he has anything else more that he'd like to contribute to this conversation as well. I want to thank Colby and Flocko, a.k.a. Don Wolf, Keeper of Stories, for being with me. And let me just do a little quick roundup in the chat room, make sure I'm not missing anybody. Woo!
Well, Kathleen Cole has been busy working it out over there. Mark Marcel is also playing around in the chat room. He's doing double duty tonight. Nisi is here. Hey, girl. Tamara Joy, after that agape revelation love, you're with us? Impressive. Thank you for being with us, Tamara Joy. And Tracy Ann Miller, a.k.a. Swiper, is also with us. So let's get back to this conversation. So, Life Coach today, you left us on a mighty note. I wonder if your brothers would like to chime in.
Yeah, because I don't remember what I said. So, yeah, take over.
Dude, listen, your honesty is making me feel a whole lot more secure about my interviews, because there's some times where you go, I got to pay attention to every single word in the question so I don't forget it while I'm explaining what I think I'm explaining.
That's all right, because, you know, I learned from the brothers, or at least I know I've heard they say this, that authenticity is sexy. So that's one thing that we can do to bring some healing to the sisterhood divide by showing up as our show.
Let me say that while you put that up. Lady, authenticity is the it's the sexiest thing next to pregnancy. I mean, a woman, authentic, a woman who's vulnerable, oh my God. I mean, for me, it's like you get to connect with her feminine aspect. You get to see what makes her a woman, not trying to be something that she's not. I think that's one of the most sexiest things. Of course, pregnancy is number one, right at the top. A woman who's pregnant. I'm
not touching that. Touching that at all. My brother's on the line. Doug, your mic is open. Do you have anything you want to share?
Oh, you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Dougie Doug.
Oh, okay. I totally draw the conversation. I just listen to every word they're learning.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that you didn't have anything else bubbling up for you that you wanted to share, because I know man is actually.
I do want to share one thing.
What?
I do want to share one thing.
What?
It's for you. I know next Saturday is your birthday, and I just want to wish you a happy birthday and, you know, and sing your birthday song to you in public.
Uh-oh. Well, go right ahead.
All right. I'm not the best thing in the world, but here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Les Chante Morgan.
Wow,
happy birthday to you. It's your birthday. Get busy. It's your birthday. Get busy.
You should have sang in a Marilyn Monroe version.
Oh, Lord. I don't know about that.
Okay. Because I can't.
That's the best birthday version.
Yeah, maybe I'll do it next Sunday. But, you know, it's just too much testosterone for me to break out my Maryland. You know, that might be a little too much for the conversation. I'm trying to heal the sisterhood divide. I don't know how many sisters Maryland really put together.
But that's a family tradition, sing that song every year.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I also hear the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for that trigger, Doug. So, no, thank you very much. I am looking forward to my birthday. And actually, this is a good time to let people know for my birthday celebration next week's show, I'm giving
May
out
4th.
First part.
May 4th. She's her birthday. She ain't saying it, but I say May 4th.
My birthday is May 4th on Saturday. And we'll be celebrating on Cinco de Mayo on May 5th. We're going to have a show. And what my gift is going to be is breaking down birth cards for everybody when you call in. So I'll be giving readings around birth cards for my birthday because I love to give. So enough of that. Uh-oh. Whoa. Get ready. Don Wolf has pressed one. Can we please invite Don Wolf into this conversation? I'm trying to do his voice.
I try my best too. Let's bring a hello. This is Don Wolf Flacco. No, he doesn't have Flacco. Gregory, how are you doing, my brother?
What's up? I'm doing very well. I was enjoying the conversation until I heard a voice from on high that reminded me that the technology of the phone, just like the television, is a receiver and a transmitter.
Mm-hmm.
But this voice, which traditionally is supposed to be a male's voice from on high was a woman's voice from on high. And what power is stronger than that of the woman when she speaks to you in your ear, heart to heart? You dig what I'm saying, Celeste?
Yeah. So what did that voice say to you, Flacco?
It said to press one. And for a moment, I said, I'm going to disobey. But I had recently, early this afternoon, tried to go the route of disobedience, and I felt a tinge of guilt because my wife wanted me to do stuff in the yard, and I had other things in my mind to do. And then the scripture coming to me, obedience is better than sacrifice. So I complied. So I, in the spirit of complying, here I am.
Wonderful, because I wanted to. I wanted you to have your voice to this conversation, because I've had that somebody goes, somebody said, who is Flacco? Flacco is a healer, a storyteller, a drummer in the D.C. metropolitan area that I've had the pleasure of knowing since I was 24 years old. Since I don't trip about age, my birthday, I'll be turning 43. So we've walked a long journey together of him being one of the ears to hear my stories, to help me before I even knew I was going to be on radio or anything else. And I knew that. I'm like, if he's paying attention to this conversation, I definitely wanted to get some of his insights about what was bubbling up for him that he was hearing, because I can promise you I have gone to him about my sister stories when I've been irritated. And I'm like, I can't get along with women. What? He heard it. So I'm coming out about that. You know, because people are like, can women share only their stories about the women? I'm like, no, not really. Not all the time. I mean, I am fortunate that I do have a circle of women that I can go to. But, you know, when I really think about it, most of the people I hang out with, though, predominantly guys, and predominantly guys in the community, light workers and stuff like that. I mean, I got to just tell the truth about that. I'm working on it, though. I'm working on having more women in my sacred circle, but this is my, he calls me Grasshopper. So there you go, Flacco. What's bubbling up for you?
Well, I was, it was mirrors. I start remembering conversations I've had with women in the past, and ever since I was very young, for whatever reason, older, younger women, women the same age, you would come, or I would listen very carefully, just sitting there, because when I was in my 20s, for some reason, women would sit in seats next to me, I didn't even know them, and they would talk about very personal things. I've sat next to women who are angry, furious, and I've sat and heard women plot how they were going to throw the father of their children under the bus. And they were meticulous about how they would do it. Child support. I remember one woman. I remember women plotting to take a man's life because of what he had done. And then, but then on the other side of that, the thing that struck me today when I was listening very carefully to what was being said was about mirrors. And I see women struggling with mirrors, the mirrors of their children, their past, and how they are seen by other women and judged by bosses and coworkers and men who may or may not want them. They wrestle with the reflection of God, where they cannot see the goddess for seeing a God who judges them and their decisions contrary to the dictates of the patriarchs. And women wrestle with the meaning of the punani in the context of fears. And many times over the past years, those things have been the dominant things that have been coming to me. And it's given me a lot of insight. And one of the things that it just struck me was my mother. My mother used to question about she had, mommy had a lot of depth, but one of the things that I just remembered was that mommy, in question the way that she raised her daughter, she raised a question a lot of women her generation didn't dare say, but because of my relationship with mommy said to me one time, with this very deep feeling, that she, in her way, I can't say it like mommy did, but mommy was conveying to me that she did not have the rituals to pass on to her daughter, and the ceremonies to pass on to her daughter in the way that she knew they should have come, because it wasn't passed to her. And I hear a lot of young mothers ask these questions in public, and I'm talking about young girls who get dismissed as being hood rats. I've heard them try to find a language. So that's some of the things that have been coming to me. Might have been too much because it's 9:17 right now. But
see, look, you're really stop the telepathic gift. But that is what you're sharing, though, is amazing. And what I want to do is, you know, it won't be Healing the Sisterhood Divide, but I know that there will be other conversations where I have brothers join me on a celestial show with Celeste Morgan. So I'll be hitting you up about that later. So I want to thank you for offering the conversation around ritual, the conversation around your mother, who is an ancestor, and we honor her. So thank you for joining the party. And since it is that time, and I said we're ending at 9:30 tonight, I want to throw the floor to Mark and Life Coach Aday to give us some closing statements. And what I want you gentlemen to think about is, what kind of advice would you give to us, your sisters, around healing the sisterhood divide from your masculine perspective? You can start, Life Coach Aday.
Oh, okay. I know, right?
Back off of you.
I was hoping she was going to go to you. Okay. Well, I'll just let it come out. That's why I don't remember what I say. Well, the truth is, yes, is I would say to a woman out there to remember that not only are you your sister's keeper, you are your sister. You are your sister. And if you're at a place where you have a wonderful relationship with your sister, and I really want people to, I want to say this, that this conversation, and that Celeste has made this clear many times, it's not that we're saying that all females are going at each other, but there are some females who are doing it. It's part of our reality. We got to face it. And so when we remember, when we recognize, when we become aware that I'm not just my brother's keeper or my sister's keeper, that I am my brother, I am my sister, we make different choices. What Flacco said about mirror, your world is simply mirroring what you believe. It's mirroring your belief system, your consciousness. And there's people who say, no, I'm not like that person. Oh, they're just this. If you could name it, then it lives in you. If you could name it. Better, what you name it is a reflection of what lives in you. If you say, that's a sister that's hurting, that needs compassion, that lives in you. If you name it, that's a sister who is just a gold digger, it lives in you, or else you won't recognize it. The truth is, we are one another. We need one another. And let's be gentle with ourselves, even while sisters are showing up. So when we watch the housewives, rather than go, keep them in the light. Pray for them. See them reflecting their highest best. Reckon that they one day, some of them as they have been, ending on the Yellow Show and getting a reality check, that they were going to attract somebody into their lives to help them remember that they are enough, that they are precious, and they're here to make a difference. And the gold they really need to dig for is the gold within them.
Wow, thank you, Life Coach Aday. That was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And we know that we can find you on the network, but do you want to just throw that out for anybody who might be listening who might not know?
Oh, I got to do a shameless plug. Tomorrow I have Brother Ishmael Tete. That's all I'm going to say. Brother Ishmael Tete, the African mystic. We're talking about the healing wisdom of African spirituality. Make sure you join me tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. And if you've never heard brother Ishmael, you're missing out, or not. But even if you've heard him, come tomorrow, and he's an amazing man, and he heals you through his words, his energy. He is truly an African mystic, and that's tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. So hopefully you can join us there.
Thank you, Life Coach Today. And Mark, over to you.
Man, well, really, really, just to piggyback off of what Adé said, just everything is you. You know, you really can't run. You can't. When he said, if you can identify, if you can name it, it exists in you. That's because you're one with everything, and you really can't get rid of anything. You can just reprogram your patterns. So. I mean, how much more can I add to that? I mean, it was brilliant. I mean, really, that's kind of what I was going to touch up on. But you have to recognize, see, people, there's this thing that people would like to say, everything is God, but like to eliminate what is not God. And if everything is God, then even the ugliness is also God. Mm-hmm. If you're one with everything, then everything that you do not want to be one with, you're also one with. So you have choices. You have choices to make of what you want to exhibit in that moment. And if you recognize it, it is because it's there and it is you. And just like Adé said, you know, we're not saying, and you're not, Celeste, you're not saying that every woman complains about this. But, I mean, it is a fact that it happens. Otherwise, we would not be talking about it. And sometimes that is also there for you to see things within yourself. Sometimes people don't understand that the reason why those things are there, why those negatives are there, are so that you can see the positives that you want to exhibit, that you want to be in yourself. So really those negatives are in a way a positive because it lets you get wisdom out of it within yourself. Mm-hmm. So try not to be too judgmental on people, on yourself, and just realize everything is a learning and growing experience. And you can't get rid of anything. All you can do is just choose what you want to be in that moment. And all it is just reprogramming the ones and zeros that are connected to your thoughts and that operate in this physical system of reality. And it's all you. You yourself. Nobody can do it for you. No life coach, no poet, no host.
Hey. Careful.
Don't mess with my money.
Go ahead. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean. You don't know no psychologist, no therapist. The answer is all with you. And every one of us will tell you. It's funny. There's a book, I believe, I have not read the book, but I saw the title of a book in a TV show, and I'm wondering if it is really a book. But it's, the title of the book is, if you meet the Buddha on the road, kill him. And the reason to that is because the Buddha will tell you, you have all the answers. The Buddha, so it takes responsibility within yourself. And so stop complaining about your friends to other friends because they don't want to hear it, you know, just like you wouldn't want to hear it when other people complain to you about things that really are irrelevant. Find the wisdom and take the growth within yourself and take those four steps. And my shameless plug is markmarcel.com. M-A-R-C.
Yes.
M-A-R-C.
I was going to ask you guys. It's not shameless. Go for it. Markmarcel.com.
M-A-R-C-E-L.com. And they can check out my book, The Book That Doesn't Even Matter. But the only thing that does matter is Life Conversations Radio.
Buy the book.
I had to put that back.
Life Coach Today. Thank you, Mark. Life Coach Today, did you have something else?
Well, the last thing I'm going to say, real short, this is just something people can take and meditate and reflect on. Don't run from the darkness. You are already the light. Don't run from the darkness. You are already the light. So darkness has no power over you.
I love it.
Okay. I want to thank you guys. I want to thank my brother, Doug Morgan, for sharing his insight. I've had a wonderful time walking this journey, and I'm going to tell you the one thing that I have learned. But wait, before I do that, Mark Marcel, Life Coach Today, Dawn Wolf, Keeper of Stories. You can also find Dawn Wolf on Facebook. and my baby brother, Doug Morgan. You are beautiful men in my life, and I appreciate you coming to the Sacred Circle to give us some concrete things that we can think about and share in terms of healing the sisterhood divide. We are the lighthouse. I want to thank my brother for giving me that message. Remember, the real key to healing the sisterhood divide rests in you healing the divide within yourself. So while we may have started this as a community conversation, it still ends with you. You have a choice in how you're going to see the world, how you're going to be in this world, and how you're going to share your light and break the chain. You're listening underneath me to V-Day, produced by Eve Ensler. Break the chain. You can find out more information on 1billionrising.org. Break the chain, family. Let's love each other. Let's heal the divide. It's already done. I've spoken it. It's Celeste. And I'm out. I'll see you next week.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.